Before we roll tonight, I want you to remember this. This is not about my words or about your emotions or about anybody's opinion. This is about truth. See, the word says, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. 1 John 4:1. It also says, prove all things, hold fast that which is good. 1 Thessalonians 5:21. See, you need to test everything against the scripture. Even my voice. Because if it does not line up with the book, it does not line up with God. Now, go ahead and pull yourself up a chair. Feel the heat coming off this message and let the smoke sting your eyes a little. What I'm about to say might rub some folks the wrong way. So be it. Truth is not meant to tickle. Truth is meant to transform. I am not here to entertain you. I'm here to wake up the church. So buckle up, folks, and let's get real. Now listen, some of you might not like this, and that's fine. I didn't come to be liked. I came to be honest. There is a sickness that has crept into the body of Christ. And it's not new. It is the same one that Paul warned Timothy about when he said people would have itching ears, always chasing the next new thing, the next new revelation, the next emotional high. And today, that sickness shows up as end times hype. People running around the spiritual cook-off yelling, it's burning. Every time they see a puff of smoke in the news, they chase red moons, viral videos, and self-appointed prophets who read headlines like horoscopes. Brothers and sisters, hear me out. That is not watchfulness. That's addiction to drama. Take heed that no man deceive you. Matthew 24:4. See, the enemy does not care if you talk about prophecy all day long, so long as you are too distracted to live ready. He does not care if you repost 50 apocalypse videos, so long as you never repent, never witness, never walk in holiness. We have turned revelation into entertainment when it was meant to be a revelation of Jesus Christ. Not the beast, not the mark, not the next viral crisis. It's about the King who's coming back. So tonight, we're turning off the noise. We're clearing the smoke and we're getting back to the pit where the real fire burns, the fire of truth, the fire of holiness, the fire that forges readiness. Now listen here, any good pit master will tell you, all right? Before you throw that meat on the fire, you've got to trim the fat. You've got to get the junk off of it, right? The gristle, the excess that'll burn and spoil that flavor. That's doctrine, church. We've got to trim the fat out of our faith. The exaggeration, the ego, the clickbait religion. Some of us season our walk with too much internet and not enough intercession. We'll scroll for an hour and pray for 5 minutes. Yeah, you felt that one, right? See, Peter said it like this. Through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you. 2 Peter 2:3. See, they'll sell you fear in a fancy wrapper and call it faith. They'll turn prophecy into profit and anxiety into entertainment. That's fear for sale, and too many saints are buying into it. Jesus did not say, speculate till I come. He said, occupy till I come in Luke 19:13. That means hold your ground, stay faithful, keep your hands busy for the kingdom while your heart stays pure before the King. Let me tell you something I learned wrenching on tanks back in the Marine Corps. You can't maintain what you don't inspect, right? You got to pop that hatch. You got to check the oil. You got to test the hydraulics. Or that engine's going to seize when you need the most. Same goes for your soul. You can't coast on yesterday's devotion and think that you're battle ready for today. You've got to inspect your faith daily. Trim that fat. Season it with prayer. Marinate it with the word until obedience sinks deep into the fibers of who you are. And do not just season the outside so it looks holy. Let the salt of grace soak through the center where the real change happens. We're not here to play church, folks. We're here to be the church. That means every man, every woman, every teenager who names Jesus Christ, stay ready, stay sharp, and stay busy. Because the King did not tell us to sit on the porch staring at the sky. He told us to tend the field until the trumpet blows. Greetings. Welcome to another episode of Renegades, Men of Faith and Fortitude. I am your host, as always, Reverend Joseph Gomez, as y'all know me, Preacher Joe. Now, hear me out. Anybody can light a fire, but it takes a craftsman to tend one. Real barbecue ain't about speed. It's about patience. You cannot rush flavor, folks. Just like you cannot rush faith. You cannot throw your walk with God into a microwave of emotion and expect it to taste like obedience. You've got to go low and slow. Real holiness, real readiness. That's the kind of faith that does not panic when the temperature drops. That's the kind that stays in the smoke till the meat falls off the bone. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. That sound mind is your thermometer, brothers. Keep your temperature steady when the world around you boils over. You see, we live in a time where people mistake panic for passion. They think shouting louder means believing stronger. They think running from sermon to sermon means growing deeper. Let me tell you, noise is not always anointing. Sometimes it's just chaos dressing hallelujahs. Real faith is steady, quiet when it needs to be quiet. It holds fast when the headlines scream and the ground shakes. You remember history? Nero's Rome, first century? Christians burned alive, right? Used his torches to light up his gardens. You could smell the death of saints in the air, but hear me now. They sang hymns in that fire. They sang, church. That's holy readiness. That's what it means to be anchored in something the flames cannot touch. Now, I'm not saying persecution's a distant story. No. It's right here knocking on the door of this generation. Maybe not with torches and lions, but with ridicule, rejection, and a system that calls evil good and good evil. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you. 1 John 3:13. The same world that crucified Christ will never applaud a Christian who lives like him. So stop waiting for applause. We are not entertainers. We are soldiers. We are ambassadors in the enemy's territory. We do not blend in. We stand out. We do not flinch when the fire hits, because the same spirit that was in those martyrs is in us today. So keep your fire low and slow, folks. Let God refine you through time, through testing, through tears. Because patience isn't weakness. Patience is power under control. Some of y'all have been asking, Lord, why am I still waiting? Maybe he's saying, because I'm still cooking you. You're not burnt. You're being seasoned. You're not forgotten. You're being flavored for the next assignment. You cannot get smoke flavor without the smoke. And you cannot get Christ-like character without the trial. So stay on the pit. Don't jump off the altar when the fire gets too hot. That's where the aroma of your worship rises to heaven. Now listen to me. This part right here is what separates hype from holiness. Because some folks think all this talk about the end times is just fear-mongering. And some others, they treat it like it's a conspiracy hobby. But the truth is that the second coming of Christ is not something to fear. It's something to long for. Yeah, I said it. Long for. It's one of the four pillars. Salvation, spirit baptism, healing, and the soon return of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's not a side dish. That's the main course, folks. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Hebrews 9:28. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, Titus 2:13. You see, hype runs on fear, but hope runs on faith. Hype says hide. Hope says look up. Because when these things begin to come to pass, Jesus said, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Luke 21:28. That's not terror. That's triumph. We are not running from the end. We're running toward our Redeemer. Now, I know some of y'all grew up under preaching that scared the hell out of y'all, but never taught you how to live heaven ready. Every sermon was, he's coming soon, but nobody taught you how to occupy till he does. That's why the balance matters. We are not called to speculation. We're called to sanctification. We're not supposed to sit staring at the clouds. We're supposed to be the light in the streets until the clouds split open. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Matthew 24:44. That means readiness is not fear-based. It's faith-based. Holy readiness means living each day like it could be your last, but working like it could be your first. Every act of forgiveness, that's readiness. Every time you choose integrity when nobody's watching, that's readiness. Every prayer whispered in faith, every temptation resisted, every act of love that glorifies God, that is readiness. That is how the early church lived. They didn't have countdown clocks or podcasts. They had persecution, and still they said, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Brothers and sisters, that's still our cry today. The same spirit that rose Jesus from the dead lives in us, and that spirit keeps the watchfire burning. So don't let the world blow it out. Don't let cynicism steal it. Do not let delay make you doubt his promise, because he said he's coming quickly, and when he comes, he won't text first. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. 1 Thessalonians 4:16. That's not fairy tale talk, folks. That's future fact. And when the trumpets sound, no power of hell and no global system will be able to stop the Lamb from claiming what is his. So we watch, we wait, we work, we worship, because holy readiness is not standing in fear, but standing in faith with your sleeves rolled up, your boots on, and your heart fixed on heaven. Now listen to me. Listen to me, soldier of Christ. Because this is not peacetime preaching. We are at war, and whether you like it or not, the front line runs right through your living room. The devil is not hiding in the shadows anymore. He's strutting through the culture with a smirk. He's waving flags of rebellion, rewriting truth, redefining family, and mocking the name of God right out in the open. And where's the church? Too many are sleeping in the barracks when they shall be standing at the gate. Too many preachers trading pulpits for platforms, truth for trends, and the gospel for gimmicks. Ezekiel 22:30 says, "And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none." Let that hit, folks. God said, "I looked for a man to stand in the gap, and I found none." Not run. Now, that was a word to ancient Israel, but you better believe it echoes across this generation. He's still looking for men, for women, for sons and daughters with enough backbone to say, "Here am I, Lord, I will stand. Here am I, send me." Not hide, not run, not compromise. Stand. Because standing in the gap, it's not comfortable. You'll take hits. You'll get mocked. You'll feel lonely. But that's where warriors are made, in the furnace of resistance. You see, brothers and sisters, when you enlisted in God's army, you did not sign up for luxury. You signed up for loyalty. You traded comfort for calling. You laid down civilian rights for kingdom duty. Paul told Timothy, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." 2 Timothy 2:3. That's your orders right there. You fight through that fatigue. You stand your post when others walk away. You pray when it hurts. You speak truth when it costs you friends. You love people even when they spit on you, because that's what your commander did on Calvary. This ain't about playing church. This is about holding line while the world goes mad. You stand in the gap for your family. You intercede for your kids. You cover your marriage in prayer. You refuse to let the devil set up camp in your house. The enemy's got men hooked on porn, women drowning in comparison, and children fed lies before they can spell truth. And while the church argues over lights, logos, and live streams, hell is recruiting the next generation right out from under us. Not on my watch. Not while there's breath in my lungs and fire in my bones. Not while I've got a Bible in one hand and the blood of Jesus over my life. We are called to stand in the gap, church. Not just to post, not just to preach, but to pray, to fast, to fight, and to love this world enough to tell it the truth, even when it hates you for it. Because that's what Jesus did. He did not stand against people. He stood between them and the judgment that they deserved. He was the bridge, the gap filler, the mediator. And if we claim his name, we've got to pick up the cross and do the same. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Matthew 5:9. But remember, peace is not the absence of conflict. It's the presence of righteousness. You cannot have peace where sin reigns. You cannot have order where truth is silenced. So we rise, we fight, we pray, and we proclaim. And we hold the line until the trumpet sounds. Now here's the part y'all been waiting for. Full throttle moment. This is where the rubber meets the road. Where all that preaching turns into marching orders. You want to live ready for Christ's return? Then quit living like the world owes you peace. And start living like you owe God your obedience. The book says, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves, James 1:22. That's your field manual right there, folks. You don't just hear it, you do it. So here's your battle plan. Stay grounded in scripture. That means you test everything. Sermons, headlines, social media, prophecies, even your own emotions against the word of God. If it does not line up, it don't belong in your life. Number two, keep your armor on. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to withstand against the devil. Ephesians 6:11. Every morning before you touch your phone, touch your Bible. Before you scroll, pray. Before you post, praise. Before you complain, thank him. Number three, lead your home like a warrior. You want revival in your nation? It starts with your kitchen table. Pray over your kids. Love your wife like Christ loves the church. Stand guard at the gates of your home like a sentry at dawn. Number four, build brotherhood and sisterhood in the trenches. This is not a solo mission, folks. Find a brother or sister who will tell you the truth, even when it hurts. Iron sharpens iron, not cotton. Stay mission ready. Whether Christ returns tonight or in 1,000 years, your orders have not changed. Love God, love people, live holy, preach truth, and keep your head lifted because the trumpet could sound at any second. So stand your post, folks. Stand your ground. Stand for righteousness when everyone else bows to culture. And when you fall, because we all do, don't stay down. The righteous man falls 7 times. Good to go. Every scar, every struggle, every season of suffering, it's just God hammering you into a weapon he needs you to be for this hour. So listen up. Every good meal ends with something sweet, right? And tonight, that sweetness is the blessed hope. You've heard the warning. You felt the weight. Now lift your eyes to the promise. Because the same Jesus who walked the dusty roads of Galilee, the same Jesus who bled on that cross and rolled the stone away, is coming again. And when he does, there won't be any question who's king. No debates, no ballots, no beasts, no global systems, just a line of Judah stepping down in glory and every knee bowing before him. That's not myth, that's destiny. That's not fear, that's fulfillment. And that's why we live ready. Now, I know some of you listening tonight, you're tired. You've been fighting hell on every front. Your home, your health, your mind. You're asking, Lord, how long? And he's saying, hold on. You're closer than you think.
Be patient, folks.
Because your time draws nigh. Patience. The trump is not delayed. It's calibrated. God's not slow. He's merciful. He's waiting for the last lost soul to come home before he calls his bride away. And while we wait, we work. While we watch, we worship. While the world trembles, we testify. That's holy readiness. That's faith forging fire. That's the difference between hype and hope. So to everyone under the sound of my voice tonight, hear this. Don't let your fire go out. Don't let the devil talk you into complacency. And don't let this world steal your joy over what's coming. Because it's not just the end that's coming. It's the beginning of forever. A kingdom that cannot be shaken. A king that cannot be dethroned. A victory that cannot be undone. So keep your boots on. Keep your Bible open. Stay mission ready. Love fiercely. Forgive quickly. Stand boldly. And keep your eyes on the eastern sky. Because when the trumpet sounds, we're going home. And every tear, every scar, every fight that you fought for the faith will be worth it all in that moment. Until next time, believing, keep striving, and keep living a life full of faith and fortitude. Semper Fi, and God bless. Hoorah.